Test 74, Section 2, Question 14. This one is asking for the role played by the argument by the claim that the risk of satellite orbiting Earth colliding with others fragments is likely to increase dramatically in the future. So basically, what role is the statement that it's going to happen somewhere in the future? So A says, the passage, currently no satellite is at significant risk of colliding with other satellite fragments. Okay, so it's not currently at risk, but the risk of such a collision is likely to increase dramatically in the future. So it's not at risk, but that's going to up. And that's what we want to pay attention to. After all, once such a collision occurs, it will probably produce thousands of satellite fragments, each large enough to shatter other satellites. The resulting collisions will produce many more fragments and so on, causing the space around Earth to become quite heavily cluttered. Well, this is really just the conclusion. It's saying, yeah, it's not a problem now, but it's going to go way up in the future. And then our evidence is, once it does happen, then you're going to get a snowball effect. And there's going to be just fragments all over and satellites smashing into each other. So we want something that says, basically, it's the conclusion. So it is an unsupported claim. No, it's supported. It is an unsupported claim. B, no, it's supported, and I don't really read the rest of the answers. It is a claim for which the argument provides some support, and which in turn is used to support the argument's conclusion. No, because it is the argument's conclusion. It is a claim that serves as the argument's conclusion. Yeah, D would be our correct answer there. That's what we said. And it is a claim that provides non-essential background information. No, it's the conclusion of the argument, not non-essential. And so D is our correct answer.